All right, here we go. Time for trivia. And Freddie Kiger just walked into the studio here. Freddie, how are you?
I am so very good, and I hope you are, sir. I hope you had a pleasant weekend.
Fantastic. But I'm glad to get back in here with you today for more trivia, because you know it's like one of the top priorities in my life.
Wow.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's all good. Hope you are.
Yeah. How's Karen doing?
She's good. Hope Bev's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good to see you as always.
Thank you. And are you ready for like a category?
We're about ready to leap off into another category of
numbers.
Trivia.
We're doing numbers.
Numbers. Oh, you know I'm not
athletic numbers.
Oh, okay. I might do okay.
I think
this.
You will. Well, folks, here we go. If Jim Brown and Jerry West, two different sports, both wore number 44 at one time in their career.
Right.
And Wilt Chamberlain and Dan Marino both wore number 13. Then what number did both Mia Hamm and Gordie Howe wear? So we're, you know, combining some sports here. Jim Brown, Jerry West, both wore 44. Wilt Chamberlain and Dan Marino both wore 13. Now, I know Jim Brown wore 32 with the Browns. Jim Brown wore 44 at Syracuse.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Then what number did both Mia Hamm of soccer fame and Gordie Howe of the NHL wear?
Well, I'm going to guess, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, save it.
No,
save
I will. Okay. I will. I'm not going to give it away.
Okay, but you give us a call by dialing our number,
which is
919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245 by the numbers.
And Ron, what are they going to win if they get the correct answer?
$10
to
Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Thank you so much.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie, you want to know what number? There are famous numbers, you know, with football players, baseball players, basketball players, whatever.
Yep.
You want to know what was the number worn by Mia Hamm and
Gordie Howe?
And Gordie Howe, soccer and hockey, we're talking about here.
Right.
44?
No.
Four?
No. But it is a single digit.
Mia Hamm, number.
A hint will be Think the Beatles.
Think
the
four.
No. That's a good guess, but no. Think of a song on the album.
Number nine.
That's correct.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
No, thank you.
All right. Number nine. Hamm still holds the national team record for most career assists.
Number nine.
And Howe remains the only player to have competed in the NHL for five different decades.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Number nine.
Both wore.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Hey, you know what famous baseball player wore number nine?
Would it be Ted Williams?
Hit a lot of home runs.
Ted?
You know, I'm not sure about him. I was thinking Roger Maris.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You are correct. Maybe, I got to rethink.
That's why I said the home run thing, but that would fit with Ted Williams as well.
But I got to go back and double check.
Yeah.
So
I know Roger Maris was number nine. I'm sure about
correct about that. And Mickey was seven.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And what was your number?
My number?
Yeah.
I think he was actually number seven when I was a little kid.
There you go. See, I always had one jersey because it was always the smallest jersey size.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can also tell you that when I was playing baseball when I was a kid, I had an Elston Howard catcher's mitt.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I love that glove.
All right, man.
I bought it for like $35, and at that time, it was really really expensive.
Elston Howard, that's awesome,
man.
It
was nice.
You still got it?
Very nice. No, I have no idea what happened to that thing.
Well, we'll have to play a little catch here in the studio.
It's too bad,
because it's baseball season, too.
And I used to love to catch. I'm afraid I'd probably kill myself if I tried to crouch down like that all the time.
Oh, man, I don't know how they do it. But anyway, hey, tomorrow we got rock and roll.
I know. That's why I'm so excited.
Okay, Pointer Sister.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Woohoo.